Every residents and visitors have an opportunity to get their bikes checked over free of charge at a number of stations on the South Western Railway network. And this is thanks to South Western Railway partnering with the Surrey Hills Community Rail Partnership and a local bike mechanic who is known as the Psychologist. I love that. Well, we can talk now to Lucy Lomack. Lucy is from the Surrey Hills Community Rail Partnership. She can tell us more about this. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning. Lovely to be with you.
Yeah, really nice to speak to you this morning. Many of us, Lucy, may have that New Year's resolution to get fit, shift those lockdown or Christmas pounds, and what better way to do that than go for a bike ride?
Absolutely. That is the thinking behind this project. Mm. Obviously, during lockdown, people were allowed to exercise once a day and cycling became incredibly popular, but not for everyone who didn't have the confidence or wasn't sure their bike was roadworthy. There was a sudden surge, as we all knew, bike mechanics, bike shops all became incredibly busy.
Yes, we saw a lot of those opening up, you know, in people's garages. I think where I am in Woking, there's a local mechanic who's operating out of his garden repairing people's bikes. So certainly a demand for this sort of thing. And we are really blessed, I think, aren't we, in this part of the world with such beautiful countryside to explore.
Aren't we? And I think people are actually not aware how easy it is to jump on the train with their bike and explore the area. So we can talk about that as well as the idea that you get your bike fixed.
Absolutely. And so we've seen an increase, you know, you think because of the pandemic and the fact that people wanting to exercise, wanted to escape their four walls, more people wanting to be out there on two wheels cycling around.
Yes, definitely. I'm sure anyone would agree with that.
Yes. It does. It makes you feel good, actually, I think. I mean, you know, I've got a bike and I don't use it all the time, but when I do go for a cycle, you know, it sets you up for the day. If you go for a cycle in the morning before work or, you know, around a local beauty spot, it definitely gives you that feel-good factor.
But also, I think that people, and I know this is very common, people tend to stick to the routes that they know rather than exploring other areas. Yeah. Especially, obviously, you've got your keen cyclists, you've got your mountain bikers, you've got the ones, you know, that are very confident about plotting route, but there are people who aren't confident and who need a bit more guidance about where they could actually go. So if you, just a really classic example is, we look after stations all the way down to Havant in Hampshire. One of the cycle routes that I strongly recommend, and it would be amazing for guys from Woking, is take your bike on the train, get out at Havant, and you can actually go down to the sea on the Old Billy Trail, which is incredible. That route is available on our sister site, East Hampshire Community Rail Partnership. So, I mean, I wonder if you knew that you can actually hug the coast on an old railway line and end up having a dip in the sea if you dare with all the cold water swimming. So that is a wonderful route for all families to go on.
That sounds absolutely
amazing.
That does.
And you can, or you can get out at Petersfield Station if you're wanting a more challenging ride, Rowlands Castle. So all the stations along the line, you can follow that route down to the sea. So that's, once your bike's roadworthy, it's a wonderful route to do.
Okay, so in terms of actually taking a bike on the train, you know, I know a lot of people do that. I haven't done that personally. What's that process like? I mean, can you just turn up with a bike and get on a train? Do you have to book? Do you have to be in a certain part of a train? Or how does that work?
Right, you don't have to book because obviously you can't plan in advance. Yeah. People don't always know that they're going to want to do it. But what you do is, there are areas on the train with the bike sign. So when the train pulls in, you will see that this is the place where you put your bikes. And that's where you get on. Obviously, I'm not going to say it's a good idea for hundreds of people to turn up because the space is limited. But any individuals who want to go, you know, a couple of people are welcome to take their bike anytime.
Okay. And there's no charge for the extra for taking
your
bike on?
Absolutely no charge. No excess baggage on that one.
Wow.
No.
Okay. Brilliant. I mean, this is it's brilliant. I mean, this could open up a whole new world opportunity, I think, for people jumping on the train and then, you know, cycling from station to station. I know that's something that you're
station
quite...
Station to station bike rides. So obviously at the end of the call, I can give you links to both the Surrey Hills to South Downs Community Rail Partnership and the East Hampshire Rail Partnership. Between the two, you will be utterly spoilt for choice with the number of bike rides you can do. But Can I just tell you a little bit about the background of community rail? Because, again,
yes,
it's something that people aren't terribly aware of.
Yes, absolutely.
So the project, the Cycle Back to Health project, is funded by an organisation called Community Rail Partnership. It's a national organisation. And they actually support and encourage us to do projects throughout the whole network, all the networks. So we have to put in bids for money, which we were incredibly lucky to get to produce this project. At the time, when we started the project, we realised that the station car parks weren't being utilised as much as they were with the lack of commuters. So we thought, what a fantastic space to use to actually get the bikes looked at. So now we have, we stopped the programme for a while, but it's really a relaunch of all the different ones from Farncombe down to Hazelmere. And in fact, Hazelmere, we're delighted. We've got another company called MB Cyclery, who are the local one at Hazelmere. They're going to be out this Saturday at Hazelmere Station.
Oh,
so
wow.
For people who want to try Hazelmere, we've actually included that as a date too.
Okay, so you've got the psychologist. So, I think the psychologist, I think, is a brilliant, that's a brilliant name. I like that.
He looks after the stations, and then obviously a part of the work we do is encouraging people to support the local economy. So yes, he will cover any of the stations, and then the local cycle company in Hazelmere will do their bit as well. So it's also encouraging people to explore the area, you know, come down. And with, you know, the ease of access at the moment, it's fantastic, isn't it? Because we're so close to London.
Absolutely.
And the Surrey Hills is such a close area to London that people
Do you know what? I tend to take the train more than drive now because, you know, the price of petrol is going up and parking.
I
look at a journey and I think, you know, how much would it cost me on the train? And then how much would it cost me if I drove? And actually, sometimes it's, well, most of the time you find if you go off peak, it's actually cheaper to go by train for shorter journeys now.
Yeah.
And it's a better environment, definitely.
So, are you going to try some of our cycles?
Yeah, I'm very tempted, yes.
You could do a feature. You could let people know which ones you've discovered.
Very
tempted. We'd love you to test it. I mean, a simple one for people who enjoy cycling and culture is getting off at Farncombe Station. There's a cycle route or a walking route to the Watts Gallery, or we've got so much on our doorstep that people don't know about. Hazelmere Museum, Godalming Museum. You know, there's a lot to explore in such a little area, isn't there?
Absolutely beautiful area to explore, and it's there just to explore. So, you know, we should get out there when the weather gets a bit nicer as we head into spring. Absolutely, yes.
We found a lot on. We ran our first event last Saturday at Farncombe Station, and it was wonderful because we had so many families come along with their bikes, and we had little children who were bringing their bikes, and they were being showed how to check their bike. You know, just a very basic check your brakes are working, check the gears are okay, then giving advice to just make people feel a little bit more confident.
Yeah.
One of my touching stories is we also have someone who is trained on bikeability. You know the bikeability program?
I think I've heard of that, yeah.
It's where a lot of the schools get involved, where you can learn basic cycle skills, you know, how to get on your bike, how to become roadworthy. So in addition to our bike doctor sessions, we have a guy who is qualified as a bikeability training, and he is actually showing people some very basic skills.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lady come along on Saturday last week who was terribly nervous and was afraid to ride a bike. So Glenn, the guy from Bikeability, actually talked her through and got her just sitting on a bike and cycling along in the station in a straight line. And now she's going off to buy a bike looking for someone to actually give her some confidence training. So that's another area that we are very keen to look at. And that's, you know, giving people confidence who are afraid to ride their bike.
And I suppose from that, you know, signpost them to other people that may help and where to go for more information and things like that.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we want, yeah.
Brilliant. I think, you know, we definitely need to, you know, it's so many benefits to cyclists. We talked about, you know, the environmental benefits, taking cars off the road if you go by your bike, and our health as well. And, you know, lockdown, that's certainly put a test to a lot of our sort of mental health. So I think there's some definite benefits there, fresh air.
question I've got for all the listeners, which we're not sure about.
Yeah.
Obviously, we have got experts and people who are passionate about cycling in their local area. Obviously, you've got cycle forums. I would like to know if any of the listeners would be interested in coming down to the area, to the Surrey Hills, jumping on the train, being met by one of our local cyclists, and actually being taken out on a route. So if anyone is interested, obviously they can get in touch via you.
Yes.
Or we can share, you know, we can find out, because it's, we're always looking to do more things that benefit the community, and obviously with lockdown it hasn't been as easy, but I've got some keen cyclists at the different stations who would love to show people, you know, some of the routes, and we want to know if that's something that people would be interested in.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you think, but wouldn't it be fantastic if, you know, if we could get a group of people from Woking,
that'd be perfect,
who want to come down.
Absolutely.
On the train, be met at the train, have a coffee, have a chat, you know, just a small group. So if we get the numbers, we will be very happy to run something like that.
There you
but
go.
We
yeah.
just need to know. So
yes,
if you and I can
touch.
Have a chat about that.
Absolutely.
We can work
yes.
that out.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely perfect. You know, getting people just get the confidence, and if you have a guide to take you, there's not that sort of, you know, anxiety over, oh, what if I get lost and all this sort of stuff, because you have someone that knows what they're doing, where they're going.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I mean, what I could do is I could have someone waiting. I have got Saturday the 5th of February at Milford Station, which is a really quiet station. I could get someone there on the day and say, you know, guys, come along, meet us, have your bikes looked at, and then go off on a simple bike ride.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would appeal to listeners. We could do that, couldn't
yes.
we?
Yes. Well, you can get in touch with us here at Radio Woking if that's of interest. And how do we get
yeah.
in touch with you? How do we find out more?
Okay, so I'm going... Oh, no, I don't think I will give you my phone number. That's probably not a good idea. The website is hillstodown.org.uk. That's the best way to look at us, or follow us on our social media channels. You'll find us. You just got to Google Surrey Hills to South Downs Community Rail Partnership, and all our details are on there.
Brilliant. Lucy, it's been really lovely to talk to you, and hopefully
and
inspiring
you,
us to get on the bikes.
Let's get people from Woking to come
yes.
down. It's so close, and probably there are so many people who would benefit.
Absolutely.
From
made me lovely. Think this is definitely something,
has
you know.
It?
Absolutely. Yes.
Brilliant, that's what we're all about.
Really
Thank
good.
Thank you so much for letting me talk to you. It's been an absolute delight.
No problem, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. That's Lucy
Bye.
Lomax there. Thank you, Lucy. That's Lucy Lomax there from the Surrey Hills Community Rail Partnership. What a great idea. Getting on your bike, exploring the countryside. So much of it to explore here as well.